Shalom to all. Today's office is Menachos Daf Kuf, and we are starting about a quarter of the way in with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Seder Salachem Shabbos Vesabazichen LaAchar Shabbos. The lechem was placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos as it should be. That's the proper time. But the bazichen, the spoons of Levina, they were put there on Sunday. That's not in its proper time. Victor's bazichen b'Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos, these spoons of Levina were brought on Mizbech as they're usually supposed to be done if they were put there on the proper time. Puzzle, it's puzzle, and that's because it's called Mechoser Zman. It hasn't been there for requisite amount of time. The bezichon levoina weren't there from Shabbos till Shabbos, so therefore it's pasul. Furthermore, in chayv l'mishum pigel noisav v'tamei, one cannot be chayv for any of these things. As we had seen earlier in the mesechta, these isurim usually go together: pigel, noisav, and tamei. Let's just explain them one by one. We know the pigel is that, let's say, by the shchita or the zrika, the kain has machshava that he's going to eat the carbon mechutz l'zmanoi beyond the proper time. That's a very high level psul called pigel. And if a kzayis of the carbon is eaten, the person's chayv kares. Now the only way something that could have the din of pigel is if the whole carbon is perfectly fine. The only issue was his machshava pigel. But over here, the carbon's not fine, because we just said the b'zichon are pasul due to the fact that they weren't on for the requisite amount of time. So if when he took the b'zichon levoina and was matching them on his mizbeach, he had a machshav of pigol, that the lechem is going to be eaten mechutz l'zmanoi, for example, that it's going to be eaten on Sunday instead of on Shabbos, that's not pigol, because again, it's mechutzer zman, it wasn't done properly in the first place, so there's no issue of pigol. Same thing with noiser. Noiser, we know, is when the meat of a carbon is left beyond the time that's allowed to be eaten, so one may not eat it, it has to be burned. The lechem upon him in this situation don't have that problem for the same reason, and tameh as well. We know if a person himself is tameh and he eats kachim, he's chayv kares. Well, it's not going to be a problem either, because again, everything is possible here. We go into another situation in the Mishnah. See, there's halechem as habazichin b'Shabbos. The lechem and the bazichin were arranged on Shabbos. That's the proper time. However, v'hikdus habazichin la'achar Shabbos, the bazichin were brought on Sunday, so here also it wasn't done properly. Once again, psul is possible, and also if ain't chayv alim mishum pigel nicer tameh, there's no chiv of pigel nicer and tameh. Here we have another case which we had brought up in an earlier Gemara. See, there's halechem as habazichin la'achar Shabbos. Let's say the lechem and bazichin were arranged after Shabbos, meaning instead of putting them on the shulchan on Shabbos as they should have been done, both the lechem and the bezichin were placed there on Sunday. Victor's a bezichin b'Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos he brought the bezichin psul, so it's possible. And there's actually some gersoys that take out this line that we just read, because really the main purpose of this case is the following: Ketzad yaseh, what should be done? The lechem and the bezichin were placed on the shulchan on Sunday. How can we do this b'kashrus? Yanichen al Shabbos haba, it should be left till the next Shabbos. So say Shabbos parshas Bereishis, instead of putting the lechem bezichin on the shulchan on that Shabbos, it was put on Sunday, which is Sunday parshas Noach. All that needs to be done, says the Mishnah, is just leave it there, not just the whole week of Parshas Noach and Shabbos Parshas Noach itself, continue till Parshas Lech Lecha, and only on that Shabbos are we going to take it off and bring the Mizichin, and everything's going to be fine. Why is that okay? Shafil hi al Shulchan Yom Rabim, because even if the Lechem is on the Shulchan for many days, Im Kach Kolm, it's not a problem, because Kedusha only kicks in on Shabbos itself, that goes till the next Shabbos, and the 6 days prior that it was on from Sunday till Shabbos are not a problem, and it doesn't ruin it. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah from Seches Yuma, and in the course of our discussion, I had to explain it, we're going to bring question from our Mishnah. So this Mishnah tells us, Tanan Rasmi Mishnah over there, it's Yom Kippur, bright and early in the morning, Amar Lahem Amunah, the one who's in charge, says, Tzuru'u Migiyaz Man Shechita, go out and see if it's time for Shechita, is a morning time that we're allowed to shech the carbon tamid. So Imigia, if it was the proper time, so Haraya Omer, the lookout person says, Bar Kai, it's become light outside. Namatsya Ben Shmuel Omer, he says that this is really the Lashon. And we ask him, Hayar Panei Kol Mezachat Shebechevron, did the entire eastern sky light up all the way until Chevron? Vuhu Omer, Hain, and this lookout says, yes. Now the question is, Vlam what do we have to have this whole back and forth for? Why do we have to send a lookout to see if it actually got light outside? And the answer is Shapam Achas Olam Ar Halavana. One time, the light of the moon was shining very brightly, Vidimu Sheir Mizrach, and they thought that it was the eastern sky, and they didn't actually go and check and physically see it with their eyes. And Shachtos Atamid, they shechted the carbon tamid, but it was too early, it was still nighttime, and they had to bring it down and burn it. The whole thing was puzzle, and therefore from then, they sent out somebody to physically see with his eyes that there was actually sun in the eastern sky. And then afterwards, once it got light outside, Veridu Kain Gadol Beis HaTfila, the Kain Gadol went to the Beis HaTfila, he went to the mikvah, and Zach Klal HaMikdash, this is ruling Beis HaMikdash, Kol HaMesech is Raglov, anyone who's Mesech Raglov, which is a nice way of saying made a bowel movement, Ton Tevila, he has to go to the mikvah, V'chol Matol Mayim, one who urinates, Ton Kedish Yedan Raglayim, he just needs to wash his hands and feet. Now on this mission we have a memra, Ton Yevud Reb Oven, the father of Oven teaches, Lois will Vavad, it's not only this, it's not just Shechita the carbon tamid that's done at night, it's totally possible we have to burn it, Ela Filu Oila So Efeshin Mekom Balayla, even if we have a bird Oila, that it's Malika was done at night, Umincha Shenikmat Balayla, or Mincha that it's Kmitz was done at night, that has to be burned. So now we ask, Bishlama Oilus Ha'if, we understand Oilus Ha'if, if Malika happened at night, Mishum Blay Afshal Adura, you can't reverse it. The bird's dead already, so you can't do anything. It's possible. Al Mincha, but a carbon Mincha, Afshu the Mahadr Kabsal Duchte. He can just simply take the Kaimetz out of the Kli that it was placed in, put it back into the original Kli, and then becomes to be a mama. Just redo the Kaimetz in the morning. Why are we saying that just because the Kmitz is done at night, all of a sudden the whole thing's possible? And who Tani Love, who Amar La, he, meaning the father of Oven, he taught it, and he also answered that Klisharis Makachin Shlebis Manon, a Klishar sha'aris is makadesh, even though it's not proper time. So when we take the kmitza of the mincha and we place it into a kli sha'aris, that kli sha'aris is makadesh the kmitza, even though it's shaloi bizman, it's not its proper time. It's nighttime, and therefore it's pasul, and we can't undo that either. As a gemara mitzvah, we have a brisa that tells us kol kar b'yom kadosh b'yom. Anything that's brought during the day, so it becomes kadosh during the day. Balayla kadosh balayla. If it's brought at night, it becomes kadosh at night. Bein b'yom bein balayla. If you brought either during the day or at night, which is referring to nesachim according to some, kadosh b'yom bein balayla, it becomes kadosh both during the day and at night. Now, what do we see from the beginning? Kol kar b'yom kadosh b'yom. Anything that's brought during the day becomes kadosh at day, and the emphasis is b'yom in balayla lay. They can only become kadosh during the day and not at night. So what's a ruder of oven telling us that a kli sharis is makadosh shloi bezman? We have a brisa mifreshes showing not like him that the kmitza, since it's supposed to be done during the day, it could only become kadosh during the day and not at night. And so why would it be possible in this situation? We could just reverse the whole thing, like it was originally suggested. So the answer is ain't a kadosh li karev, aval kadosh li pasel. It's not able to be kadosh to the extent that now we could bring it on the mizbeach if it's done not in its proper time. However, it does become kadosh to the extent that now it's pasel, and that's a good answer for Rav Oven. Now we're going to bring our mishnah into this discussion. Mishnah Zeir Zeir asks as follows: what do we say in our mishnah? Since the lechem zichin achar Shabbos, the lechem zichin were arranged on the shulchan after Shabbos, meaning on Sunday. Vehikdus of zichin b'Shabbos and zichin were brought on Shabbos. Psula, so it's pasel. Now here's the key: ketzad yasus, what should be done to make sure that it's not pasel? Yanichen al Shabbos haba, leave both the lechem and the zichin until the next Shabbos. Shafilu hi al shulchan yom rabim, because even on the shulchan for many days, imikach klom, there's no problem with that. And we speak out the question: v'sakadaych klisharis mekachin shloim bezmanon. If you want to say the klisharis is able to mekadesh something even though it's not its proper time, it could still be mekadesh it. So we should say the same in our mishnah: likdush v'lifsol, that the lechemim and the zichin should become kadosh even though they were put on there in their improper time, and then they become pasul the next week already, so they're placed on Sunday. The next Sunday, they're ready to become pasul because they were there for too long. They were there for 8 days, and they're only going to be there for maximum 7. And so that's what the Mishnah should tell us. But instead, it says, no problem, leave it there for almost 2 weeks, and then it's perfectly fine if you eat it the next Shabbos. That's clearly not like a Vudrab oven. Very big question on him. So Rabba says, you're right. This one who asked, Reb Zeir was bringing our Mishnah asking this question. This is a great question. However, a Vudrab oven nami masnisa ka'amar, the father of oven, he was actually quoting a brisa. He has a Tana backing him, and therefore it just would end up being a machlokes between his Tana and the Tana of our Mishnah. So bottom line is, how do we explain a Vudrab oven? Kasavar clearly holds Laila in Mechusar Zman, that the nighttime is not Mechusar Zman, Hayame Mechusar Zman, that days are Mechusar Zman. In other words, night and day are viewed as one unit. So even though something is not allowed to be done at night, it's still considered connected to the day, to the extent that if it was done at night, it's pasul, meaning a klisharis is able to makadesh it li pasel to pasel. That's what the Vudrab Avin said. And again, that's because the night is connected to the day. It's a full 24-hour period. However, if something was done completely on the wrong day, that can't be makadesh it. That's considered 100% mechusar zman, and therefore no kiddush is able to happen, even able to pasel. And that's why when the lechem and mzichin are placed on Sunday, that's a totally different day than Shabbos, and therefore they actually do not become pasel, so therefore we can leave them on the shulchan for much longer than a week, and there's no issue. Ask the Gemara, really? Soif, still at the end of the day, kofon beis on top, kimati lelia de beishimshi, when the nighttime of Shabbos comes, meaning when Friday night comes, liktish v'lifsol, then it become kadosh and then pasel. In other words, when lechem bezichin were placed on the shulchan on Sunday, now we come up to the next Shabbos. Friday night is the night before Shabbos day, and as we just said, the night and the day are one unit. Therefore, the lechem and the bezichin should become kadosh then, and b'melo, they should become pasel, because by the next week Friday night, they're ready on the shulchan for a full 7-day period, and then when it becomes Shabbos morning that next week, it's already on the shulchan for too long, so they should be pasel. And so we still have an issue. So this, we have two answers. Amar Rava, Rava says, you're 100% right, this would be an issue, and therefore, B'shakan V'silek has to be referring to where he proceeded and took them off. In other words, before Friday night of the next week, he made sure to take the lechem and the bezichin off of the shulchan, and then the next day, he put them back on the shulchan in their proper time. But you're 100% right. If he had left the lechem and the bezichin on the shulchan Friday night, then they actually would become pasel. However, Marzutra, Vitam Ravashi Amar, Marzutra, and some say it was Ravashi who gave this answer, that Afil Tema B'shalaykan V'silek, you could even say that he didn't proceed, he didn't take the lechemim off before Friday night. He left them on the whole time. Still, there's no issue. Kivin the Sidur Shlok Mitzvasai, since originally when it was put on the Shulchan, it was done improperly. It was put on Sunday instead of on Shabbos. Nas Kamisha Sidra HaKoif, it's as if a monkey did it, meaning it's completely meaningless. It's as if it was done by itself or by a robot, completely without Kavana. It was done improperly, incorrectly, and therefore Lechem would not be possible in this situation, even if it was left on the Shulchan. And we want the last mission discussing the Shtei Lechem Lechem upon him. Shtei Lechem Nechaz, Ein Pachos Mishnayim V'lo Yisrael Shloisha, the Shtei Lechem are not eaten any less than 2 days from baking, and not more than 3 days. Kesad, how is this? Do not find Erev Yom Tov, they're baked Erev Yom Tov, meaning Erev Shavuos. Nechaz B'Yom Tov, they're eaten on Yom Tov L'Shnayim, that's 2 days, because it was baked Erev Yom Tov, and they're eating it the next day, so that's the second day from its baking. Now Chal Yom Tov L'Yisachar Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on Sunday, so that means that they're being baked on Erev Shabbos, Nechaz L'Shloisha, that means they're being eaten the third day from the baking. Now we go on to the next thing. Lechem apanim nechal in pachas miteshav lo yisrael chanusar. Lechem apanim are eaten not anything less than 9 days from the baking and not more than 11 days. Ketzad, how is this? So nefer erev Shabbos is baked erev Shabbos v'nechal b'Shabbos, and it's eaten the next Shabbos letisha. That's 9 days, because if you count Friday Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday Shabbos, so that's 9 days. However, chal yomtiv liyas erev Shabbos, if yomtiv falls on erev Shabbos, so nechal asara, it's eaten the 10th day because it has to be baked on erev yomtiv a day earlier. And let's say shnei yom tov shal shoshana, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah falling out before Shabbos, so it's a 3-day yomtiv, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. That means the lechem had to be baked on Wednesday, nechal lachad asar. That means it's going to be eaten on the 11th day. And ve'ena doicha lo'es Shabbos lo'es yomtiv. It's baking is not doicha, not Shabbos, and not yomtiv. That's why it has to be baked beforehand. Harushim gamliel ayim rishim rishim ben asgan doicha is yomtiv ve'ena doicha is yom tzaim. Baking lechem upon him is doicha yomtiv. It's just not doicha yom tzaim, which is yom kippur. Now Amar Ravina tells us ladivra ayim adarim davis ain't craving be yomtiv. According to the man to Amar, then adarim davis are not allowed to be brought on yomtiv. This is a whole machlokes regarding if private karbanos are allowed to be brought on yomtiv itself. And this is very relevant because throughout the year, people all over Eretz Yisrael and even beyond, they make nedarim and nedavos that they're going to bring a particular karban. Now, they're not necessarily making the trip to the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of the year. They save it for Shalosh Regalim. Now, they come with all their karbanos that they have to bring specific to yomtiv and other karbanos that are nedarim and nedavos. The question is, are they allowed to bring those karbanos on yomtiv itself, or do they have to wait till after yomtiv or for Chol HaMoed? As Ravina is saying, according to the man to Amar, that nedarim and nedavos are not allowed to be brought on yomtiv. Don't say that midai raisa, really you're allowed to bring these karbanos to yom tef. It's just that rabbanu who the gazru, the rabbanu made exer no bringing them on yom tef. Why not? Shlo yishe. So the person shouldn't delay. Meaning there's this havamia, the rabbanu made exer, you're not allowed to bring private karbanos on yom tef itself, because then we have two issues. First of all, a person's making this cheshbin. This is great. I have a karban, I'm going to bring it on yom tef. That's called being mechavein malacha until yom tef. Meaning he's waiting. Instead of doing malacha before yom tef, I'm just going to do it on yom tef. And that's a problem. And also we have an issue of bal ta'acher. A person has to bring karban in a certain amount of time, and we're afraid that if he's going to wait until Yom Tov to bring it, he might be over bal ta'acher because something might happen, he might not end up bringing it, so therefore maybe he would have his gzeir drabanon that he's not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Don't say that, says Ravina. Ela midai raisa nami loy chazu. Actually, even midai raisa one can't bring a karban on Yom Tov. Daha shtei alechem dechayvus hayoimhu, the shtei alechem, that's a chayv of the day that has to be brought on Shavuos. And v'lekel meim Hashem yesha, there isn't a concept of saying, oh, maybe he's going to wait, because there's no waiting. He has to bring it on Shavuos. V'katani nonetheless, what does the Mishnah say? Then it's not Teich HaShabbos or Yom Tif, so it must be this is a Din Da'iraisa and not Gzeir Derabanan. Hajjan Lach Shtei Alechem, Malzor finishing the 11th parak of Maseches Menachos. Just as we Zecha finish this parak together, we should be Zecha finish the entire Maseches Menachos together, and of course, all of Shas together. And now moving on to the 12th parak of the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, HaMenachas VaNesachim Shenitmu, if Menachas and Nesachim became Tamei. So here it depends. Ad Shaloi Kodshu B'Chli, if they weren't yet placed into a Kli Sharis, so they didn't attain this high level of Kedusha called Kedusha Sagof, so Yashlan Pidyon, they could be redeemed. However, Misha Yikdashu B'Chli, if they were already placed into a Kli Sharis, that means they attained this high level of Kedusha Sagof, in Lahim Pidyon, so there's no way to redeem them. Now, HaOifes VaEitzim VaLavainu Kli Sharis, birds or wood or Lavaina or Kli Sharis, Misha Nitmu or Shenitmu, if they became Tamei, ain't lehem pidyon, there's no way to redeem them. Shalein er pidyon ela behema. The only concept of pidyon is by a behema. We see that b'feirush in a pasuk, but by kalim or by wood or birds or levina, we've never seen pidyon before. So if they become Tamei, there's no way to be paid to them. Says the Gemara, Amr Shmuel Shmuel tells us, afilu hein tahirin niftin, that actually in the Reish of the Mishnah by Minchas and Nesachim, even if they're tahar, they're perfectly fine, one could still be paid to them. They have a low level of kedusha called kedushas damim, but they don't have kedushas haguf yet. Their very essence is not kadosh, so we can be paid to them even if they did not become Tamei. And my time, why is that? So as we just explained, as long as they never were placed in a Kli Sharis yet, they just have Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Akof, and Kedushas Damim Niftin, and you can redeem something that has Kedushas Damim without any excuses. You don't have to say, oh, it's Tamei, that's why I'm going to redeem it. Even if it's not Tamei, you can redeem it, no problem. Ask the Gemara, Nitmu Tanan. The Mishnah says very clearly that it became Tamei, so you can redeem it. So how could Shmuel say this? The answer is, really, the Mishnah also holds, even if it did not become Tamei, you could still redeem it. Since the Seifa for the Mishnah has to say, meaning the next part of this case has to tell us, Misha Yikdashu B'Kli Ein Lohen Pidyon, that if it already became Kaddish in a Kli, it's not able to be redeemed, Da'afilu Nitmu Nami Loi, then in that situation, even if it became Tamei, it's still not able to be redeemed. Tanami Resha, that's why the Resha also says, Shenitmu, that it became Tamei, and that's just to make the Lashon the same. But really, in the Resha, even if it didn't become Tamei, you could still redeem it, as long as it has Kedushas Damim. Now we ask on this very next part of the first case, Achalei Kodshu B'Kli, the Mishnah had said, that once it became Kaddish in a Kli, so it's not able to be redeemed. What's the chiddush in that pshita, that's obvious. Kedusha zaguf ninhu, it has kedusha zaguf, and of course it's not to be redeemed. We already know something that has kedusha zaguf is not to be redeemed. And it's necessary to say this because salk that chamina would have thought haylu balmum ikri tamei. We know that an animal that has a mum is called tamei. The pasuk tells us this, as we're going to see at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. So tamei nami kabalmum dami. Maybe I'll say the other way around, that something which is tamei is considered like a balmum. And mafagav the kosh kedusha zaguf with an animal that has kedusha zaguf kinafel bei mum mifrak, when it gets a mum, so we could redeem it. Hani nami lifrak. These also meaning menachas and nesachim. Even once they got kedusha zaguf, once they become tamei, which you're trying to equate with developing a mum, so maybe they also could be redeemed. Kamash malon. That's what the chiddush of the mishnah is, that that's not allowed to be done. Why not? Delavki hay tamei kari rachmana l'bal mum. It's not in regards to this that the Torah calls a bal mum tamei. I mean, there's no comparison between a mincha that was placed in kli sharis, becoming kosher kedusha zaguf, and then becoming tamei, to an animal that has kedusha zaguf that then became tamei. Why is that? Kuf alfam alfa top. Demi kli sharis loy ashkechan demifrik. We've never found anything that was in a kli sharis that's able to be redeemed. The only thing the pasuk tells us is able to be redeemed that has kedusha zaguf is an animal that's designated as a karbon. That's called kedusha zaguf, and it gets a mum, so we can redeem it. But an animal, for example, is shechted by a knife, that would be a comparable case to placing a mincha into a kli sharis, because both of them were nikadesh by a kli sharis, because a knife is a kli sharis, and a kli sharis that has a mincha in it is a kli sharis. And obviously an animal, after it's shechted, you can't redeem it. Once it's shechted, that's it. It's end game. And so therefore, it's very clear from here, the minchas and nesachim that were red niskadesh and a kli sharis that became tameh are not like an animal that's a balmum. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow to continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.